Nick Mulvey. Hat U2 gecovert. Moment of Surrender ist das Stückchen von Bono und den Boys, das sich Nick Mulvey nochmal vorgenommen hat. Warum? Weil Brian Eno es ihm empfohlen hat. I mean, that's a good story though. Why has Nick Mulvey covered U2? Because Brian Eno has kind of like...
It's a solid reason.
Yeah, it's like a solid story.
Yeah.
But I'm like a little disappointed in Brian Eno because he's like such an inspiring guy, and then you talk to him for hours and then all he comes up with is like, there's this one U2 song, you know?
Yeah, but the proof, as we say in England, the proof is in the pudding.
Mm. Yeah.
So the song, I'm pleased with that song. I mean, obviously, you know, I want to appear humble. So,
you know what? I've met Brian Eno several times.
Yeah, fuck off.
I want to come across as a humble musician. You know what? You know whom I've met several times.
It took me 30 seconds, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I was just in.
How are you doing? Great, because I've met Brian Eno.
Shut up.
But this one little thing that happens here again in that newest song that you've dropped is the special kind of guitar picking. You've established a special way to pick the guitar, which has to do something with the music I still forget the
ethnomusicology.
Ethnomusicology study.
Yeah,
you went to Cuba very beginning.
Yeah, all of these are sort of parts of my journey.
Yeah.
You know, I lived in Cuba, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And really...
Have you returned to Cuba for a few shows or something?
No. I'd love to, but no. It just hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And I've just always... I don't know. I've been like... I have a lot of influences from different places, but at the same time... I forget them all when I pick up the guitar, and I play the guitar in the only way I know how, and it means that I don't play like anyone else, kind of.
Yeah,
you know, there's certain things I do. I don't know. I just it's kind of been at the center of my life since I started.
But it's a really important thing. I mean, obviously you've talked about that for so many times, but I really think it's an important thing when one's talking about Nick Mulvey, because there's many dudes with acoustic guitars out there, you know, but there's only a few have a distinct sound, and you are one of the few, I guess.
Well, if I play a song in a second, like follow the way the chords sound, because like this chord here, this song you could reduce into familiar chords.
Yeah,
that's the first chord. That's not necessarily special, but
it's a jazzy. It's a jazzy one.
It's not rocket science, but then...
Oh!
There's some music there.
Yes,
there's a little bit of music just creeped in. And then...
Where did the music come from all of a sudden?
Suddenly there was music.
That is great. That is really great.
Anyway, I'll sing this in a second, but...
Yeah, that's cool. When we talked about the first record in 2014, you told me that you were listening to all the classical songwriters, John Lennon... whatever.
Forget what I told
Prince and all these big names. You've listened to them because you wanted to get inspired by them. Is there something else than you two that you're listening to right now to get inspired for more music? Or are you at a position where you don't necessarily have to listen to other artists anymore?
No, I'm always listening to...
I was making music, I was disturbed by listening to others because I was like, maybe I could have written a song that's close to Sunday Bloody Sunday, but I didn't dare because I listened to Sunday Bloody Sunday and was like,
I know what you're saying.
The same
I think
chords.
It's very easy for musicians to be very wrapped up in their own thing. And actually, like, I've been on a journey since releasing the last album of just like really gaining, sort of seeking more balance or just kind of caring a bit less, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
And that means that I listen to music because I love to listen to music. I'm not always thinking about how does it relate to my project or where am I at with my artistic statement. I can give less.
That's good, though.
Less fucks about that. Excuse my French. And so I'm listening to music because it really makes me happy. Like this morning, Al Green. Just remembering like how good that is.
I'm so in love with you.
Did you know... Did he play the guitar as well in his recordings? Whatever he just always worked with the same guitarist.
I don't know that.
Because his guitarist is the best.
Yeah.
And all every single song has the same guitarist, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, and then I also found this guy who's a French producer. I think he lives in Peru, called Nicola Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like his whole kind of thing is about collaborating with long dead shamans, because he has amazing archive of shamanic recordings of Peruvian, very deep shamanic stuff. And he just produces around them super sensitively this like deep, but kind of textured, really sometimes slow but powerful, sometimes fast, like kind of electronic, soft techno, power, but deep.
Okay, that's interesting. I think it's an interesting mixture, because techno and shamanic processes, this is like the same thing.
Absolutely.
In some ways.
Deeply connected, totally. All about altered states.
Yeah. Now let's alter our states.
Shall
with
we?
Some Nick Mulvey music.
Okay.
You're going to play a song called We're Never Apart.
This song is We're Never Apart.
And it's going to be live on Flux FM. Let me just activate all the mics that we need. Are you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
Nick Mulvey, We Are Never Apart of Flux FM Live.
Placing the stars and that we are never really apart from the whole of it all. Our daybreak star and our indigenous heart. So paint the earth on me. Paint the earth on me. Paint the earth on me.
Applause from Nick Mulvey.
Thank you.
But we're never apart. Great live version of that song. Thank you, Nick.
Yes, man. My pleasure.
As soon as you've put together some more new songs or something, you let us know so we can play them. We can invite you again.
We've got some new things. We've got a new one coming this summer.
Okay, cool. You're going to play some unreleased material tonight at tonight's show?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
There's new songs tonight.
So not just only the YouTube cover version, but it's also new Nick Mulvey originals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Nice. Something I'm very excited about. Something that came out of the recent actions of the Extinction Rebellion in the UK.
Oh.
It's been a big few months.
Yeah.
Epochal shifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Casual.
I mean, it's happening. What can you say?
Yeah.
Nick Mulvey bei Flux FM, wer heute Abend das Konzert nicht verpassen möchte, der hat hier die Chance, die allerletzten Tickets abzustauben. I'm just giving away the last tickets because it's a sold out show. Mhm. Wer diese abstauben möchte, der kann jetzt anrufen unter 030-2000-9000. Berlin 2000-9000, das ist die Nummer. Zum Glück Nick Mulvey heute Abend im schönen Musik und Frieden. Wir haben uns ja schon verabredet für ein weiteres Gespräch, sobald neue Musik fertig ist. Thank you, Nick. See you next time.
A pleasure.
Have
a great
fun tonight's show. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate.